She was the youngest of a family of eight. There were four boys. And she lived in Mulsford. There was rolling Suffolk countryside. And she could ride a horse, practice shooting, charge through the lanes, pretend she was going into fighting the Russians at the Battle of Balaclava. So very much a tomboy, really.
So where did her interest in wanting to play a really active part in World War One come from?
She'd grown up reading these tales of imperial glory, Kipling, Tennyson, and she would read and reread them. So it was just the tales of imperial glory. She would read about the Boer War, and she'd always dreamed of being a soldier rather than marrying a nice husband and preparing for wedding days.
And what would she have thought was actually conventionally available to women to take part in the war at the time?
Oh, I don't think initially she had any plans at all that she could ever realise her ambition. But she ended up in Serbia in the First World War, which was probably one of the only sectors of the war where women were actually free to do precisely as they wanted. They were free to work as they wished. They were free to work as doctors, something the War Office wouldn't allow them to do. So the British women, including Flora, flocked to Serbia, where they could work and live as they wished.
So what kind of work did she do when she arrived in Serbia?
She was actually in one of the very first medical units to leave British shores for anywhere. She left on the 12th of August for Serbia with, again, a very small nursing unit, eight nurses. Although she wasn't a trained nurse, she nursed grievously wounded men in the town of Kragujevac, which is about 60 miles south of Belgrade, in a military hospital.
So how did she end up on the front line at the age of 40?
Well, she went back home after this to raise money for the Serbs, and then she came out again when the Serbs were under attack in October of 1915. And she began to realise that the chaos of the situation, the Serbs facing defeat, might give her a possibility of doing what she'd always dreamed of. So she single-mindedly engineered her way to the front.
And how did her fellow soldiers react to her?
I think she was so unusual. I mean, this was a British woman who, clearly a very capable soldier, who was fighting alongside her. They admired her. The fact that she would fight for them at their darkest moment was widely admired, and they called her brother. They didn't see her as a woman. They saw her as a comrade, one of their own.
And, I mean, the photograph on the front of your book, she has a cigarette in her hand. She seems to have a cigarette in her hand all the time.
Yes.
But she is in army uniform with a hat pulled right down. You wouldn't, if you just glanced at it, think that's a photograph of a woman, would you?
No, you wouldn't. And I think partly that helped her acceptance because, you know, they did just look at her as one of them. And that's what she wanted. She didn't want to be really any different.